We'll call this meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Will Secretary please call a roll?
Chair Martin.
Here.
Ms. Davis. Not here. Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Mr. Blavatsch.
Here.
Ms. Price.
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
All right. The first thing on the agenda this evening is the approval of our minutes from the meeting on April 10th. Somebody make a motion to approve these minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Discussion. You call the roll on the motion to approve the minutes, please.
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Mr. Blavatsch.
Yes.
Ms. Price.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
The next thing on the agenda is a hearing on the request for a special use permit for the property at 7355 West North Avenue. So everyone who's going to address the board tonight, would you please stand and get sworn in?
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this zoning board of appeals?
Yes,
I do.
All right, if the applicant would please come up to the podium and present your application.
Hello, my name's Anne. I'm looking to relocate my business of 30 years here in this village from Madison Street to North Ave. And I'm wondering if the special permit use can be applied to my business of dog grooming. Any questions? I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Thank you.
Well, in your application, you say that your lawyer says that you're moving because the rent on your current location was increased. Is that correct? And when did you find out that the rent was going to be increased?
I believe that was in February or March when they sold the building. And then they finally sold it at the end of April, beginning of May.
So sometime before the closing occurred, the new owner advised you that your rent was going to be increased. Correct. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to explain to us why you think you should be granted this special use permit?
To continue my business here and
I'm having trouble hearing you. If you could speak into the microphone.
Robert? I've been here for 30 years and I would like to continue to be in this town. We thought it would be better for us to purchase the building that has been for sale on the market for I think around 10 years, and it seemed a good opportunity for us to we were in that location right next to it. We were at 7357 for 16 years, and then we moved to Madison Street. So we like Madison Street. It's a strip mall, and I just wanted it to be safer for my clients and their dogs. And I just thought it would be better for us to be up on North Avenue, back where we started. I mean,
are you familiar with the document that I believe was prepared by your attorney that addresses the different standards that we're supposed to consider as we consider your application?
I read it, but I don't remember all that he had said.
You think that everything that's in this document that addresses the standards is true?
Yes. It's true.
Anybody have any questions?
Now, it's just a standard dog grooming business, right? You're not using any really harsh chemicals you're putting in the sewers or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
All natural shampoos.
And you've been operating in your current location for 15 years?
Yeah. Well, since 2011, yeah.
And then before that, you had another store on North Avenue?
Yeah, at 7357 for 16 years.
The reason I ask is because I'm familiar with this building. I worked at this building before when it was a medical facility.
They've also included an estimate from you for some work on this building.
So.
Yeah, and the only thing that needs to be updated is some electrical work and the plumbing. Those are the only things that we're changing in that building.
So about a year ago, there was a disturbance at your building. Is that correct? And the police were called?
Yes. Yes, it was.
And that disturbance is, there's online videos of that. Is that correct?
Yes, there is.
And there's allegations in that those videos that one of your employees used what's referred to as the N-word in describing a neighbor. Is that correct?
Yes, a neighbor who threatened me, yes.
A neighbor who what?
Threatened to knock me out.
I still can't hear you.
She threatened to knock me out. She wanted to punch me right after I had my surgery. And the words that he used to describe her actions was not words that he should have used. And he should not have called her that. But he was defensive of me. I had just gotten through cancer surgery. And I asked her not to park double space because my clients are dogs and I wanted them to be safe. And she.
May I speak, sir?
No, it's not your turn.
Not your turn.
Oh, sorry.
And she yelled and said I had no right to ask her to be respectful of the other businesses there. And she said she was going to knock me out and hurt me. And that's when he described her as not being like our clients, a nice person who is respectful of everybody and wants everybody to succeed in business and cares about our clients. We pick up we clean our area. We are respectful to all the people that work there, Charlie, at the cigarette store, at Shaquita, at the braid store. We're friends with all of them. They're all a community together. And I'm sorry, but Epic just didn't want to be part of the community. And he used the wrong word, and he shouldn't have. And his nieces are mixed race, and that's not who we are. That's just who he became when they threatened. When she threatened, she was taller than me and bigger than me, and she threatened to knock me out. And all I did was ask her to please park better for all the customers to use that spot. And she screamed and yelled. I had no right to talk to her. I had no right to ask her those questions. I had no right to look at her. I had no right to speak to her. And she wanted to punch me in the face. And he says, well, that's because you're not being respectful. I'm sorry, respectful black person, you're being a thug. And he should have called her a thug because she was trying to bully me and to not be able to speak up for myself, for my clients, and be able to have a safe environment there. And I know it was something that I'm embarrassed that he said, and I've never said anything like that. And our clients, black and white, 99% of them have forgiven us. There was a few that didn't want to come or be associated with Diamond in the Rough. even one was even a client for almost 30 years, and she knows that's not who we are, but because of what her neighbors and her friends would think of her, she could no longer come to us. But all my other clients, like I said, 90% of them have forgiven us because they know that's not who we are. That's just what he became at that moment. And all I really wanted was just to have space for my clients to park, because I didn't want them to, people come driving through the parking lot rather quickly. And I didn't want them to have to walk across it. And I know everyone's an adult and knows how to walk their dog, but I would be horrified if something were to happen to them. That's why when we purchased the building at 7355, I didn't want them to park on North Avenue, because it's too dangerous. And so that's why I wanted to use the back entrance for the safety of our clients.
Right. Anybody else got any questions? Anybody else in the audience who signed up to speak that wants to address the board?
Would you like to speak?
Oh, you can sign up.
Okay, then you've got an opportunity to...
She just walked in, so she's signing in now.
Thank you for your time.
You get a chance. We'll give you another chance in a minute.
Now, may I speak, sir?
Just why should we wait till we get everybody back up front? And if you're signed up, you can certainly speak. All right, so the last two individuals who signed up, you need to get sworn in since you didn't have them. That hasn't happened yet.
It'll just take a second. It's okay. No, stay right there.
Stay there.
Just give them the oath.
You solemnly swear to or affirm that you will give true testimony in accordance with the matters before the Zoning Board of Appeals?
Yes.
All right, so we call people in the order that they've signed up. So okay, just wait one
she
minute.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. The first gentleman who signed in, you're going to have to help me out here because I can't read this.
Pardon?
Okay. If you wish to address the board?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Mr. Toberman?
I'm with him. I thought that was a sign-in sheet for
today. Well, it is. Okay. All right. Donna?
Fantetti Slapico.
Okay. Yes.
Hello. I'm not a very good speaker, so I apologize for that. I'm just here because I'm a 15-year business in the village of River Forest, and I appreciate everything the village does. I love this village. I love our businesses. I think we need more businesses in this town, and we need to support the businesses we have. And I look at someone that had a business here for 30 years, and, you know, we have to have a little patience with our businesses, because it has been very challenging for businesses and small businesses in this town. And sometimes things happen and, you know, we have to like assess it, make sure it doesn't happen again and move on. But I just don't want to see a really good business leave our town. And especially when they're making a big investment like I did, I own my properties over here. A big investment in the town to have a permanent location, not renters anymore, a permanent location in our village, pay taxes. And I think that speaks volumes about the quality of this business. I don't have a pet, so I can't speak to that, but I know a lot of people that do love this business, and I hope we make the right decision for them.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Bart Smith.
Thank you. My name is Bart Smith. I'm from the village of River Grove. I'm on my second pet with Diamond in the Rough. And our first pet, Gunner, was a customer over here on North Avenue for many years. When they decided to invest in that property, I didn't think it would be a zoning issue, given the fact it was right next door to where they had operated for 16 years. So it was a big surprise to all of us. But I can tell you this, we would love to have this business in the village of River Grove. They're a fine business. They're an awesome business. And I've referred many clients to them. And I know they take care of their properties. They treat their animals great. And they respect their community. And I think the big concern with a dog grooming business would be how are the animals going to interact with the community? And I know they walk their dogs, they clean up after their dogs. I see it every time I drop my dog off. And I would hope you would welcome them to being an investor in your community besides just a tenant. If you have any questions, I'm all ears.
You're a lawyer?
Yes. I'm corporate counsel in River Grove.
Any questions? Thank you for coming this evening.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. There's no one else in the audience who signed up to speak. So we let.
I'd like to speak.
You sign up?
Yes. No, I'm. My wife and I are. I'm Robert Pullman. I'm part of Diamond in the Rough.
You're on the sheet.
Oh, I'm on the sheet. So my name is on the sheet.
Yes, it is.
You skipped it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. July 23rd, 2024, I knocked a camera off of 7756 Madison Street, suite number 4, which I thought was evicted after coming back off of a 2-week vacation. My wife had surgery, so we were off for 2 weeks, and we got back on July 22nd, Tuesday. We worked the whole day. No one, I didn't see any evidence of anyone at the property at 7756 Madison Street, suite number 4, and so I assumed that they had been evicted. On Wednesday, I told my wife, I'm going to knock the camera off of that building because I didn't want it videotaping any of my customers. Charlie's customers of Puffs or Shaquita's customers of G's in number 6. So I told her I was going to knock the camera off of her building. And so I knocked a camera off 7756 Madison Street, suite number 4, on Wednesday, about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. But what happened was the people that are in 7756 Madison Street, suite number 4, said that I knocked a camera off on Thursday at 11 a.m. and they witnessed me doing it and that I was going to attack them. The video showed, the police had the video showing me doing it on Wednesday. I assumed when the police came and they called 911 on something that didn't happen. And that's how this, and then after that, they put out a video. The video is from May 24th, and there's police records that will verify that it's from May 24th, and that was changed and doctored to, it was changed. I did say what I said, yes, but the rest of the video was doctored, and that was from May 24th, and the police report will back that up. And I've got to go to the state's attorney for the crime that was committed against me with all these lies that you are now telling me about, which was from, the video is from May 24th. It is, they said it was from July 16th. My wife was recuperating from, surgery. She had cancer. She had the bottom of her lung removed. So we were not there on July 16th when they said the video was when it happened. Everything is a lie, and it will all come out when I still have my case, which I will take to the state's attorney, and then I will have them bring it to you, or they will bring you the evidence, or you can talk to them. But that's what happened, the video. Now, what I said to the person after they threatened my wife is they're not a black person. Charlie has a business for 15 years. All of his customers are normal people. He'd never had a problem with any person there. And nobody bothered to ask them if we attacked any of their customers, if I attacked any of their customers, which I never have. So it's all been, but what I said to them was, they're not a proper person. I have black family that are good people, and I'm not going to, you know, tear them down because they're good people, good black people. And this is not a good black person. I'm sorry. I chose the wrong word. My wife is right. I should have called her a thug. But that's what came out of my mouth. And that's the one time I did it. I'm 64 years old. I've done it one time. So I know that the same person that's judged me has judged the village, and the village has been accused of being racist. The police have been accused of being racist by the same person. Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you.
All right. So everyone who signed up to speak has had an opportunity. So
I want
the applicant, Anne, if you want to come up and say anything before we close the public portion of the meeting. Anything else you want to say?
So I just want to clean my seat. My name is Thea Satsos. I live at 346 Franklin Avenue.
Wait.
Hold on.
Okay.
Do you want to speak about the application that's before the board right now?
Actually.
All right, Anne, is there anything else you want to address the board?
Back there.
This is your opportunity. Is there something you want to say, or should we just end the meeting?
I just want to say thank you for your time, all of you, for making time for me today and for...
Okay.
For helping me to the
right.
Future, and if we could proceed with the new location. Thank you.
Yes, in regards to this.
Okay, so at this point, we're going to close the public portion of the meeting. And the board will discuss this matter and make a recommendation to the trustees.
Now, that being said, that I did bid on the job, I have to recuse myself from voting because I have a financial interest in this. Okay. Either way.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Any discussion? Well, I think it's admirable that you've been in the village this long and you had a successful operation of your business at two different locations. I think we can tell by this package of letters that your attorney submitted that your clients think that you do a fine job in your business. And I think it's important that we recognize that these are not the typical letters we get. This isn't a form letter that has been duplicated by 20 people. This is all the different customers telling us what a good job you do for your business. It's ironic to me that you're looking to go back to really where you were 15 years ago, and that by leaving your location on Madison and going to North Avenue, you have to go through this process and submit an application and meet the standards. And we're asked to recommend to the village board whether each of the standards that were required to base our judgment on has been met. And that means that in order to recommend approval of this, each of the standards has to be met. It's not most of them. It's not all but one. It's all of them. And in my mind, I cannot support this application because I don't think that your standard B has been met, that the operation of this building, of this use, I think it's because of what's happened in the past and because of the fact that there was television coverage of the alleged actions of one of your employees. I don't think the standard has been met, so I'm not going to vote in favor of this recommendation. That's just my personal thought. Anybody else have anything to say? All right. If somebody want to make a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to approve the special use permit.
All right.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? All right. As you call the roll, I'd like the board to remember that in order to support the request for the special use permit, you have to state that each of these standards has been met. And I think that's the reason that we have this document here tonight, so that you can be sure that just by saying they've all been met, that's satisfactory. And if something hasn't been met, you need to indicate which one you think it is. So would you please call the roll?
Chairman Martin.
I vote no, and I find that standard B has not been met.
Mr. Dombrowski.
I vote yes. I think all the standards A through L have been met.
Mr. Lucchese.
I vote yes. I think Solano Holy Service Village for 30 years. I support that.
Ms. Price.
I vote yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
I vote yes. I think all the standards have been met.
All right, so that's the recommendation of the Village the Zoning Board of Appeals to the trustees will be 4-1 in favor of granting the special use permit. Now, because of the timing that's in this particular application, we're now going to consider the approvals of the findings of fact and try and do it tonight if we can reach consensus on this. So does anybody have any comments? I mean, everybody who voted yes, I think the record should reflect that you feel that all of these standards have been met. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I vote no, because I don't think standard B has been met.
Okay.
So anybody have any other discussions about these findings of fact?
No.
And I think what we're going to do is what we have done in the past, not recently, but we're going to approve these findings of fact conditioned upon the attorney preparing them to reflect what we've discussed tonight and then submitting them to me for approval. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So there's a motion and a second to approve the findings of fact conditioned upon the changes to be made by the attorney. Could you call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Ms. Price?
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Yes.
All right, so the recommendation to the trustees is that this special use be granted. And when that recommendation is made, the findings of fact will be prepared for the trustees to consider. Mm-hmm. Anything else for us tonight?
Not tonight.
All right, we have a motion to dismiss.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.